A new mural in downtown Laramie will be dedicated as one of the first events of Laramie Pride Fest. The mural features notable people affiliated with social justice and civil rights in the state, including suffragettes, the University of Wyoming Black 14, and the Action Angels that blocked Westboro Baptist Church protesters at the Matthew Shepard murder trial almost 20 years ago. I visited the mural and spoke with the artist behind it, Adrian Vetter. While I was there, Vetter was still working, and she pointed out where a volunteer could add another layer of paint.
While you do that,
I've been saving a spot just for you,
yes.
Actually.
You want me to do those dresses?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yep, I'm on it.
If you need this to open the paint can, it's right.
Thank you. Yeah.
My name is Adrian Vetter. I am an artist who is part of the Laramie Mural Project, and I've been working for the past couple years on a larger historical figure mural in the figure alley between Grand Avenue and Ivinson, behind Speed Goat Restaurant and Bondurant Chiropractic. My concept for the mural, it was working within the kind of concept that we came up with in the mural project of doing kind of hidden histories in this alleyway, and different artists chose historical figures to do portraits of. So I'm not the only artist that has work in this alleyway, but I did choose to do something 30 figures instead of just a couple. So the whole wall that you'll encounter, this it's a red brick building, and the concept is working with this kind of juxtaposing the histories we know, like our Western, Buffalo Bill Wild West Show identity histories, with a lesser known contemporary histories that are related to civil rights moments or social justice moments connected to Laramie or Wyoming.
Can you describe the Angel Action part of the mural, what it looks like?
So it's towards, as you go farther into the alleyway, I kind of wanted to give them their own space. But there are three figures, three angels from the Angel Action. And I tried to choose the people who are commonly credited with the coming up with the Angel Action concept. So there's a portrait of Romaine Patterson, Jim Osborne, and Nicole Bondurant as the third angel. For the context there, the Angel Action were a group of local people who, many of whom were personal friends of Matthew Shepard, but also were just community members who, when the Westboro Church sort of descended upon the community and they had these really awful, hateful signs, which I'm not going to talk about the content of those. They decided to counter that by making these large white angel wings. So using PVC pipe and white sheets that covered most of them, and they also blocked a lot of the signage of the Westboro Church. So they ended up doing that when the Westboro Church was at the University of Wyoming Union building, and then the courthouse when the trials were going on for Matthew Shepard's killers. If you're from Wyoming and then you leave the state and live other places, you always encounter people who are oh, Wyoming, or, they just associate Laramie for the most part with Matthew Shepard's murder. So they're like, oh yeah, that's where that happened. And so you're always kind of negotiating that story being about where you're from. This is maybe my way of working through it. I felt like it would be a little too intense maybe to do a portrait of Matthew Shepard himself. And I know that would involve a whole other thing with wanting to work with his family and things like that. So I chose more of the public, the people who came out to represent a more positive thing at that time when it was so divisive.
With many of these historical figures, the history isn't always rosy to look back at. There was a lot of struggles and a lot of horrible things that happened. But I see in these murals a sort of forward-facing and positive outlook. Was that intentional?
You'll notice if you come look at the mural that all of the portraits are looking back at you. And so in that way, yeah, it's maybe metaphorical to us facing those histories or those stories and being able to look at them and talk about them and understand what they mean today. instead of like burying them. So yeah, and seeing what can come out of that. And like for me, even like growing up as a Wyoming kid, you know, and mostly like not having experience beyond like, you know, living in a really rural area with mostly agricultural and ranching family. For me, it's really important to understand how we are all connected and like stories, like, you know, some injustice that happens to one group of people like can happen to anybody, and we should all kind of be aware of that and be able to look at those histories and understand how that it's not separate from us, it's part of us.
Adrian Vetter is an artist. Adrian, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Caroline.